Passage number 6.
Mr. Richards worked in a shop which sold, cleaned and repaired hearing aids. One day an old gentleman entered and put one down in front of him without saying a word. "What's the matter with it?" Mr. Richards said. The man didn't answer. Of course, Mr. Richards thought that the man must be deaf and that his hearing aid must be faulty. So he said again, more loudly, "What's wrong with your hearing aid, sir?" Again the man said nothing. So Mr. Richards shouted his question again as loudly as he could. The man then took a pen and a piece of paper and wrote, "It isn't necessary to shout when you're speaking to me. My ears are as good as yours. This hearing aid is my wife's, not mine. I've just had a throat operation, and my problem is not that I can't hear, but that I can't speak."
Exercise A. Which of these sentences are true and which are false? Write T or F in the boxes. Number 1.
An old gentleman brought a hearing aid into the shop where Mr. Richards worked.
Number 2.
The man didn't answer Mr. Richards' question because he was deaf.
Number 3.
Mr. Richards wrote his question down because the old gentleman couldn't hear him.
Number 4.
The old gentleman answered Mr. Richards' question in writing.
Number 5.
The hearing aid was the old gentleman's.
Number 6.
The old gentleman couldn't speak.
Exercise B. Now answer these questions. Number 1.
What did an old gentleman bring Mr. Richards one day?
Number 2.
What did Mr. Richards ask him?
Number 3.
And what did the old man say in reply?
Number 4.
What did Mr. Richards think then?
Number 5.
What did he do?
Number 6.
How did the old man make Mr. Richards understand what he wanted?
Number 7.
Was the old man deaf?
Number 8.
Why had he not spoken to Mr. Richards?